episode 158 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, guys.
Then Dylan Rausch.
I'm coming out.
And Gabe Philbin.
I want the world.
Is somebody making tea?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
That's the game alarm.
Well, we're off to a good start. Right out the gate. Seriously, what is that?
I'm pretty sure it's Rachel making tea.
Rachel's making tea. I've got Diana Ross stuck in my head. What's stuck in your head, Ryan?
What's in your wallet?
Elite Dangerous.
Congratulations.
That's all I've played. That's all I've been doing.
Did you guys see that guy with the lead pipe stuck in his head?
What?
No.
There was video of it.
I don't want to watch that.
He calmly walked to the gas station.
Oh no.
It's important to stay calm.
I'd be shitting my pants.
That's the first rule of everything.
I'd be calmly shitting my pants.
Sir, there's a lead pipe in my head, and if you know this, there is a trail of poo-poo behind me.
You can go straight to where it happened. There's a very distinct trail.
I was calm, but I don't know what happened.
I am remaining calm.
Calm, cool, and collected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where,
unlike
where
Ryan with Elite Dangerous.
No, I've been plenty calm, cool, and collected with it, because you have to be or you'll die. Yeah, that's really all I've been playing. Did that. They've got Canadian Ryan got his invitation to the Soul System yesterday. Because you have to like level up with a certain faction before you get allowed into the system.
But you're an Earthling.
You gotta work to get into Earth.
No, you're a human. You might not be an Earthling.
You don't.
Bullshit.
Know.
I am from Earth.
Well, you are. Yes. Right now, everyone is. We haven't had anyone born anywhere else yet. But
I don't roleplay anything but that.
But Earthling Hunter, that's your class.
Yep.
So yeah, I played a bunch more of that. Really, just been like stocking up money to and exploring, just going out, getting further and further away from where I started, and checking out new systems, buying stuff, selling stuff. Yeah, it's been fun shooting things. That's always fun. So yeah, game wise, like I said, that's really been it. I made some.
Is that game early access?
It was.
Okay.
But now it's officially out now.
Okay. It just sounds like they still are putting more stuff into.
Oh no, they are. They're constantly updating it. There's actually a server reset every night at 1 my time. So yeah, that. They've been updating plenty of stuff, I made some more beer yesterday, and I got a haircut today, my pre-pax haircut, but I've been growing out my beard, and so I didn't know what to do when I got there. She's like, "What do you want me to do?" I was like, well." Because like normally I get it real short, but I was like, that'll look funny like on the sides if it just suddenly goes to like a one guard on the side and then my sideburns are all bushy. I was like, I don't know. So I ended up just telling her to make it a little longer than like usual. So
you could end up like me, Ryan.
What's that?
What?
Is that how you look? Is that how you look? I don't know.
No. I had the really long middle part, and that's it.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm gonna go for the what was it from Kill Bill? Do Pai Mei.
Yeah, well, I'm still like I'm still in the phase where I'm still kind of growing out. Like it's gotten pretty long, but it's starting to fill in real good now. So yeah, I can't. I didn't want to fuck it up, but.
I'm like scared of what I look like without a beard now.
Your picture says otherwise.
Oh, my Skype picture's like that's really old. That's that, me in the Adventure Time hat, right?
Well, that's what you look. Yeah. That's what you look like without a beard. So that's it.
Yeah, but like I'm scared of living that.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's fair enough. Yeah. So I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I don't know if I want to jump real deep into the Elite Dangerous talk again.
Nope.
I don't think I found anything.
I'll poke you in the eye.
Like I haven't seen anything like super new that I haven't already talked about so far. So Gabe told me before the podcast that he kind of wants it now. So
I do.
That's a thing.
That's bullshit.
The Giant Bomb quick look on it's really good.
Yeah.
You should really tell good. Gabe step by it's step a, it's how a... he should play the game.
All right, so first, Gabe, what you want to do? No, but it is fun to play with people. Like it's cool to like hang out and just like work together shooting shit down. That's always fun. So I recommend that you get it, Gabe.
Maybe. But, I mean, I got PAX coming up. I mean, yeah, what I got in front of me right here, Ryan. Mm-hmm. I got the last copy known to Amazon stocks of Lightning Returns.
Oh. Okay.
I hold this in my hands, so that's next. That's my next project. And
I don't God like kno- that at all.
God knows where the world will take me from there.
Hey, Gabe, you should play through every single Final Fantasy.
No. Or just figure out how many Final Fantasies there are total and play through 13 that many times. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are we talking like baseline Final Fantasy games or spin-offs too?
You can skip Mystic Quest.
Sure. Whatever. Yeah, do that. Do the thing Dylan said.
You're so kind.
Yeah. I don't know. Who wants to go next? Somebody go next.
Let's see. I don't even know if I've been playing too much beyond just Mirror's Edge because of the new video. like that and like the standard League of Legends. And I mean, I really like Mirror's Edge. I feel like that's pretty known at this point.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, I like Mirror's Edge, but I'm excited to go to PAX. I bought Persona 3 on my Vita, so I can play that on the plane, and whenever I'm just like chilling out in Texas or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that.
When are you coming? Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. I get there like 5:30.
Okay. Well, I won't see you till Thursday. So
no, you will not. You will not. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be interesting to see how PAX South, like a first run of PAX is.
Yeah. Cause
like I went to the first PAX East and that was fine. It was too small.
Right.
But they've probably, adjusted for that. It's still going to be crowded as hell because it's PAX, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm excited. And now that I go to Texas, I get to tell people to come to Seattle next because I went to Texas.
You haven't quite caught up on the count yet, so let's not get crazy yet.
I have seen you in Seattle the same amount of times that you will have seen me in Texas after this week. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Trump card. Counterpoint.
I've been to Texas once before. I don't need to go back.
I just got out of Texas and I ain't going back.
It was really hot there.
It can be, yes. It is occasionally very hot here.
It's been like super cold recently, though. But whatever.
Yeah,
there's cowboy hats there, which is not my cup of tea.
God, I went to the airport in Texas over Christmas.
Why are you drinking so much tea?
And it was just like. Cowboy hats everywhere. Just freaking everywhere.
Cowboy hats and bolo ties. And it was like a press conference with Philip Rivers.
Those are all the people who are like coming through and think that like that's what they have to do. They're like, I gotta get a bolo tie and a cowboy hat going to Texas.
But like what Harris told me is that those people are there to scare people like me away.
probably.
And I fully believe that Texas just hires people to go sit in an airport for 8 hours a day wearing a cowboy hat.
Get on out here. Get. Get.
See, you're non-wearing, like get. Non-cowboy hat wearing.
Yeah.
People aren't welcome here.
Get along.
So who next? Who next on the chopping block?
Did you not
block?
Play anything?
I said I'm playing Mirror's Edge.
All right.
Javi, not me.
What you been doing?
Just nothing really. Persona 3, a little bit.
How's that? How's that working for you?
It's great.
We convinced him.
It's okay. I don't know. I haven't put that much more time into it, but it. I hope it gets more interesting than just go into this tower and go floor after floor after floor of the same identical hallways, just killing stuff. And
nope.
Then,
anime.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what's ahead of me. And then, quote-unquote relationships with people, it's not really, like, you just say, do you want to hang out with me? Yes. It's like, you hung out with them. They like you a little more. Okay. So, I don't know. I hope it gets more engaging. I hope it's more interesting. We'll see.
You got people sitting here right now who can tell you if that happens, Gabe. Well,
Dylan.
I haven't played Persona 3.
I like Persona 3. I like it a bit more than 4.
It's like 4 had like the similar thing you just described, Javi, of just like saying, oh, let's go hang out, and then it's you
but
hung
no,
out with
right.
them.
Three, but no, you're right. 3 and 4 in a way are really slow starting.
But,
which is probably a really, with an RPG, I see that as kind of a big flaw, but.
It's like every freaking Japanese RPG ever made. They all start out terribly.
Well, it's insanely slow to start. And then you get to the point where it's like, all right, let's go fight stuff. And you're like, oh, wow, it's been like 2 hours. Okay. And so, and she's like, get as high as you can in the tower, but don't wear yourself out. You know, if you're feeling tired, come back.
I say, like, fuck that. And I push it to the limit.
Well, that's what I did, right? I got to the very top or to, what, 16th floor or whatever. And
yeah,
like
you're barred by, like, you have to wait till specific dates to continue on further or events. So once you get to that, part where you can't go any higher, you can choose to grind a few levels inside the tower, but you've already made as much progress as you can for the moment.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But like, you know, they kept saying we should go in tonight. I'm like, oh, I guess I should go in tonight, and then
probably
I waste the night because
yeah,
nothing to
they
do.
Want you to like level up or do some grinding.
Every single enemy, yeah, every single enemy is so scared of me because I'm such
then,
high level.
Then
so.
Don't bother going in and just work. Then just focus on building up your like knowledge and shit.
Yeah, I did just unlock the little missions you can do for the lady in the purple room or the violet room or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I took her out on a date also. So, I don't know. That's where I'm at now. She was like, oh my god, wishing wells, and she just started dumping quarters into all the fountains at the mall. She like pulled out giant sacks of quarters, just poured them in. And then once she was done, she was like, I forgot to choose a wish.
What a dummy.
There's no more water in the fountain. It's just quarters.
Yeah. That's
Has
Portal.
She heard of a coin star? What the fuck?
Coin stars don't grant wishes, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they take a fucking 9% tax out, too. Bunch of assholes.
Anything else, Javi?
Not really. Like, I level grinded the fuck out of my alt in Destiny.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to do tonight.
Yeah, overnight I went from level 11 to level 29.
That sounds...
Hint, Javi, this is what I want to do tonight.
Dylan, a big part of that was just playing Crucible all night long, so I don't know how into that
you are. Oh, my God!
Crucible gives you a lot of experience, especially if you get a lot
of
kills.
You got balls of steel, mate.
Yeah, and Malomars.
Yeah, Javi is just over there gorging himself on Malamars.
Malamars and background tea.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's a real tea party over there.
And I got one fingerless glove. But it has thumbs.
Why do you have any fingerless gloves?
Studded fingerless gloves.
Instead of studs, it has like those little mitten pockets. You know, you can put your fingers in it, and it's like a mitten all of a sudden.
Oh, I have those. They're mittens, but then they're fingerless gloves for when you're driving.
I'm smitten.
Or yeah. Or using your touch phone, in my case.
Kitten mittens.
You'll be smitten. Anyways, that's what I've been doing. Not much.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Here, I got some chips if we're going to...
I did post.
No, I got more than using on the phone now.
Ryan, thanks for indulging my. I fucking hate it. It makes me madder than nothing. I get so fucking pissed. Fucking chew away from the mic. I don't know who it was we were playing Destiny with. It had to be. I think it was Dow. But just every couple minutes. And I was audibly, I was like, I'm gonna kill you. And then a couple minutes later, it would happen again. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, Javi, don't sip your tea. Don't.
I've already done it.
Oh, no.
But I do it stealth, so it's cool. Mm-hmm. Stealth.
Harris used to have a problem with doing that shit, too. And
you put a stop to that right quick.
I don't know, we keep getting into PlayStation chats with people who have like horrible drinking where they like crush their bottled water.
Oh man, yeah, we've had a couple of conference calls at work where I still can't pinpoint who it is that's doing it, but I mean we're talking a conference call that lasts 45 minutes, an hour, and there is somebody breathing into the phone the entire time.
Here we go.
I almost spit all over my monitor.
Oh yeah, I'm drinking water.
This is the dumbest show we've ever recorded.
It's the best.
This is gonna bring in all the new listeners. Speaking of which, okay, I brought this up today. Like Mike Murdoch of the Slightly Burned Pants podcast posted a picture of me and him and the other guys from the podcast a while back and tagged me and Game Over Nation, our Facebook page for Game Over Nation. He tagged that in the picture. And since then, the GOFA page has gotten a shit ton of views and a few likes. Like, what the fuck? How are people getting over there? I don't even understand what is happening. So weird.
People are liking the page that hasn't been updated since June 5th, 2011.
Yeah. I don't understand. So that was cool.
I posted some art this weekend. So go to my Twitter page and look at my images. It's a Destiny picture. Enjoy.
Leo.
Did you do this?
Did you make that one?
Is this you doing?
Why did you make that?
No, I just saw that.
Art.
I just thought it was awesome.
That chicken does look awesome.
Yeah. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Dylan, what you been up to?
Oh, not much. Mostly Grand Theft Auto Online. We played quite a bit of that this weekend. It was really fun. We're all kind of gearing up for heists.
Are those not out yet?
Funny you should ask. Eventually?
I feel like I've been like confused that the heists haven't come out yet.
They
on at least 15
a
different podcasts
for them like a couple weeks ago and said like in like February they're coming out, but they've had multiple release dates before.
Eventually,
maybe.
Possibly.
So I played a lot of that. I played a lot of I got a hiccup right mid-sentence. Injustice. I don't like it that much. It's really sluggish.
So is Mortal Kombat. It all sucks.
Well, yeah. it feels like a lot like Mortal Kombat. Is it from the same company?
Yeah, it's freaking... Yeah.
Isn't it running on the same engine?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is.
Just look at both the games. They're identical. Just the way the characters animate, just all of it. Do not like Mortal Kombat.
I've never liked Mortal Kombat. It's...
Beyond that, I watched... No, I didn't. I haven't done really anything else beyond that.
So we can just talk... Mortal Kombat's a bad fighting game.
It's an alternative fighting game. I'm not going to say it's bad. It's just not for me.
Like, it's something else other than the things that copy the Street Fighter controls.
It's something else other than good.
You sound a lot like... It only lasted
because of fatalities.
I don't know. People got really into it. People take it... I don't know. There's people that are
huge. I know people get into it, and good for them, but people like Sonic games, too.
Yeah, for a reason.
I don't know. Like, people talk that way about Smash Brothers, and I think Smash Brothers can totally be played competitively. It's totally a legit fighting game, even though it's different. It's not Street Fighter. It's not supposed to be.
Yeah, the difference is I like Smash Brothers, though.
No, what I meant was...
This is about me.
Yeah.
Like, Street Fighter and, like, Marvel vs. Capcom, they play a really similar. Just one's a lot more fast-paced and stuff. And it just feels like a lot of fighting games go for that same style.
Like, my problem with Mortal Kombat is that... Is that it didn't die when it was like shit for about a dozen years. It didn't die
before you were born. Well, like, in the early 90s.
Well, like, so when did it start? Like
1992.
Yeah, and like when it came out then, it was all crazy because of the fatalities. I wasn't born yet. And then when I would go over to someone's house and they'd be like, oh, let's play this Mortal Kombat game. It'd be like all this garbage 3D bullshit. And it's like, these games aren't good. And he's like, yeah, but you can do this. And then he like shoves a sword into my gut. And I'm like, well that's cool, but
yeah, but you can do this. And then he ducked twice and punched me on accident.
That's more accurate.
That's more likely what happened.
Well, the thing he did wasn't even a fucking fatality. It was just there's a button in that game for impale. Oh. So you just literally stab somebody and then leave your weapon in them for the rest of the match.
You know what fighting game actually looks pretty cool?
Skullgirls?
I was going to say the new Tekken.
Tekken's great.
Has footage of the new Tekken even been shown yet?
Who knows? Tekken's great.
Dylan just said he saw it, so probably.
Well, I thought... Wait, isn't there a Tekken arcade game in Japan that it's like the new Tekken game, but it has no American release date yet?
It's great.
It's great.
It's great.
But, Tekken.
I mean, the only arcade game in Japan that really matters is the one where you flip a table.
You mean a keyboard?
No. There's an arcade game where you play as like a disgruntled middle-aged father. And you can sit at like a dinner table. Or I think that's just like one scenario. So you can be like a disgruntled middle-aged father at a dinner table, or like you can be sitting at like a board table. I don't know if the character changes in between scenarios, but you just like go in this area where there is a table, and then like a little like a countdown goes up on the screen, and you bang your fists on the table controller. There's literally like a plastic table in front of you, and you bang your fists on it because you're angry, and it goes like 3, 2, 1, and you like bang your fists, and then you just flip it as hard as you can, and then you get points for how much stuff in the room you knock over from the table flip.
It's like a modern day hammer belt
Jack
thing.
Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, exactly. There it is. That's what I was looking for. Nailed it.
A modern day Jack and Daxter.
It's like an arcade David Cage game.
I think it's a bit deeper than a David Cage game.
I don't know. Can you assassinate the democratically elected president?
What?
Maybe if you aim the table well enough.
You got to give it a real good flip.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yep. Is that from...
That's Beyond Two Souls.
Is that the storyline?
It's one of the 19.
Is that a line from the game?
Yes. After... After the military mission, she's on the plane coming home, and then the news is like, the president of some country, I don't remember which one, but like, the president of this country has been assassinated. Or the president and his government have been assassinated. That's
the whole
line.
Government?
Yeah. And then Ellen Page starts throwing a fit, and she's like, you had me assassinate the democratically elected president? It's so stupid.
And it makes no sense as to why you did it, and it's like just dropped then for the rest of the story.
You punched the president? You punched the democratically elected president?
You punched the government?
He wasn't the democratically elected president yet.
Oh, the president and his government were shut down.
Sorry, I'm late, democratically elected president.
God, that's such bad writing. Bad.
No, it's great. 10 out of 10. Yeah. David Cage, you beautiful human being.
Da-da.
Yes, exactly.
I don't even know how we got there, but I guess where we can go now is into news. Right?
Okay. Right? Sure.
Right.
What's there the news?
The point of this story is that it's the news.
This is You Heard with Perk.
The Seahawks won the super touchdown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Blitz in the most ball, right? Disgusting display of football I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
they came back.
Both teams.
No. Bad. What I mean was, everyone said it's one of the best games I've ever seen, and I disagree. That is some of the worst fucking football from either team I've ever seen.
55 minutes of hot garbage.
Yeah,
and then 5 minutes of stuff.
They were having a interception contest.
There was not the greatest football game. That was. Terrible, terrible football.
I saw in my fucking Twitter feed today, the Seahawks win was more than just a win. It was a metaphor for life, and then a link to an article, and like I was not clicking on that article.
Was the article like a pile of poop?
I'm pretty sure it was a link to like Como or something, one of the Seattle news networks.
That was a Game Over Nation link.
Yeah. We have an article on the site.
Javi wrote that article earlier today.
I like that one.
And he just kept talking about the Sounders the whole time.
He kept calling the Seahawks the Eagles.
He kept calling them the football Sounders.
Yeah.
The American That's football them. Sounders.
Now in our democratically elected Super Bowl, we have the two most insufferable fan bases facing off.
I don't know, man. The Cowboys didn't make it. That would be worse.
Every sports fan base is terrible. Like, when you get to the heart of it, every single one of them is terrible. But the thing that's terrible about the Seahawks fans is that they pride themselves in how terrible they are. And the things that's terrible about the Patriots fans is that they don't give a shit that their team has been caught cheating multiple times.
There's the I've only been a fan since 2002, and the I've only been a fan since 2010. Head to head.
So, Ryan, you don't like Dallas?
No, fuck the Cowboys.
Who do you like?
I'm a Texans fan. I live in Houston.
Oh, there's a Texans team?
Yeah. They're called the Houston Texans.
Of course there is.
That sounds like a college football team. It doesn't sound like a NFL team. I don't know any.
Well, the way they play, you wouldn't tell the difference.
You've got a team called the Sounders that you root for.
It's because we're loud.
They make noise.
Yeah, the Houston Texans are the local NFL team. I don't watch a lot of NFL football. Like, I'm not super into that. College for me is more.
This might be the one season I have not watched as much football as I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really give.
This has been a shitty season.
I just don't care too much anymore.
I'm more interested than goofy things online, like pictures of John Elway as a horse.
Come on, Dylan. Come on, Dylan. Show me your lightning bolt. Come on, man.
Are you saying I have a lightning bolt tattoo?
I don't know.
It's on my coin.
I think there was an old San Diego newscaster who used to say that.
Well, as we were about to do, pretty much all the news this week is Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had that lovely little Nintendo Direct where, as we talked about the rumor last week, the new 3DS is coming to North America February 13th. Mm-hmm. And then controversy struck when it did not include an AC adapter.
Hmm.
That's an odd decision.
They're still going with that, huh?
Well, they've never done it in Japan.
Yeah, guess how big Japan is. Not very.
is the price indicative?
Nope, it's $200.
It's $200. But, like, it's, I don't know, what, another 10 or 15 for a charger?
I think it's 15 is what I heard.
But the reasoning for it, like, the reasoning they gave is very bizarre. They say that most people
already have a 3DS.
Yeah,
but what if you want to sell your 3DS?
Like, yeah, and when you trade in your 3DS, you need to trade in your charger, too. It's like,
do you?
Yeah.
You have to have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, when if you don't own a 3DS and you're just getting a new 3DS, then you just don't have a charger.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Like, just their reasoning assumes that everyone who is going to buy a 3DS already has a 3DS.
We've gotten you guys with this ploy so many times. We just figure you know how this works.
Yeah.
So something lesser that I think in the long run is probably a bit more shady is the fact that they add another fucking control late in the life.
Yep. Well, it's got some beefed up internals too, doesn't it?
Yeah, like it's possible
to
make.
It's gonna have games for only that system though too.
Same thing with like the DSi versus the DS Lite. Like there were some exclusive DSi games. There were only like 9, I think, out of what like the 1,500 that got released.
They didn't really go into it as much as I thought they were going to with the DSi.
But like, you know, the little nub. I don't know if they've said if it will work the exact same way as the Circle Pad Pro, I think it was called. That big ol' add-on. I don't even know if they make that anymore.
I don't think so.
Like they discontinued that. But, like, I hope it works that way, so then it'd be really easy to play Luigi's Mansion.
No, they didn't think about that, Gabe.
Oh, they didn't?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought...
Wait, worked what way? Like, it would be backwards compatible with that thing?
Yeah, so like
exactly what it does.
Okay.
Yes.
That's just what... Cool.
I don't know. I'm just a little upset that that over the course of this thing's life, they keep changing the fucking design, like, and not just the design, but just adding shit to it.
Look at the original 3DS and then look at the current... Look at the current 3DS.
I know,
identical.
They did it for
that one,
too.
No, saying that there's...
Okay, I see what you're saying.
They keep changing it. It looks the same. Like I talked myself out of getting the new 3DS because I already have a 3DS.
No, what I mean is they add, like, the nub on this, which they didn't have on the previous 3DS.
There will be proprietary games. That's already...
It should have been a better nub. That's my only problem.
And I think I'm the only one here that got one, mainly because I hate the normal 3DS, and I think maybe getting an XL will make me play games more because I can hold that for more than like half an hour.
Well, the rest of us already have an XL.
Yeah, like that too. Like if I had an XL, like I probably wouldn't get this. But I don't, so ha. I doubt what they do what I want them to do with the new 3DS and like 3DS games, which is just make them run better with the like the better technology. Like if they just like increase the settings like a little bit with the like the better processor in there. I don't think they'll do that. I think they said they're doing some sort of support with Smash Brothers, so it like will run a bit smoother. Even though I think it ran fine on 3DS.
Most of the games do run pretty okay.
Yeah, like
I haven't run into anything that like underperforms yet.
I don't really know what sort of like graphical bump it's getting. Like it's probably pretty minuscule. But I mean, we'll see what sort of new 3DS games come out. I think Gunman Clive 2 is the first exclusive new 3DS game.
I hate the name.
New 3DS?
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say that.
I think, though, I guess maybe after this many iterations, it would make sense that whatever their next handheld is won't be a 3DS. It'll have some new name. So maybe this will be the last one, so you can't be like, can I get the new 3DS? No, not that one. Not the new 3DS. The new 3DS.
You thought wrong, Ryan, because Nintendo's handhelds have a long history of just adding little things and then adding like a little name to the end.
New 3DS Plus.
Game Boy. Game Boy Advance. Game Boy Color. Game Boy Advance SP. Game Boy Micro.
It'll be Mewtwo, and it'll come with Pokemon. Huh?
You mean new 3DS U.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I wonder, since they've said they're already... Well, they've like publicly said they're already working on a new console, which is a little strange this early. I guess since the Wii U is, it's, I don't know what state the Wii U is in. I like the Wii U. Like, we'll see where it goes, but financially, it's a different story.
It's funny that the Wii U kind of got its legs software-wise, and now they're like, we're gonna make a new one.
Yeah, because there's such a stigma about the Wii U because it sucked for so long.
Face it, there's going to be a stigma against Nintendo for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of deserve it. Like, they fucked up a whole lot.
There's been a stigma against Nintendo since the GameCube.
Yep.
Probably before. Yep.
I don't understand that at all. That,
but I just don't remember.
The GameCube is the greatest console that has ever graced this earth, so people need to calm down.
Best recognize.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. I'm glad someone agrees with me.
Like people got over their stigma of Sony really quick.
I don't know why. All your credit card information's been stolen.
It's all right though. That stigma's quickly been redirected towards Microsoft and Nintendo.
I don't know. Microsoft seems to be doing pretty all right now.
Yeah,
it's just all Nintendo now. Is Microsoft had like the like record setting month because of that price drop, so they're like, we'll just drop it again because why not? So it was $350 until I think like the 3rd of January, and then like 2 weeks later they're like, we'll bring it back down. So for 2 weeks it was $400 again.
I think they've been making, I guess the term I'm thinking of is probably a bit more healthy decisions. They probably realize, hey, we're not going to really overtake Sony, but let's work to just increase what we sell without having to worry about that.
I mean, look at how Microsoft announced the Xbox One. Like, TV, Kinect,
it couldn't have
always
gone
on, and none of that is there now.
The Kinect is there.
I mean, it's not bundled. You don't have to have a Kinect. It's not always connected to the internet. And TV, their entire entertainment division is gone except for the Halo TV show. Like, everything Microsoft said at the start is just dead.
Because everyone fucking bitched about it.
I know, I'm not, like, I...
It's not like they went back on their word. Everyone was like,
And I think this is... I think it's better, maybe. Yeah. Like, I think the Kinect is stupid. and the TV stuff was interesting, but unnecessary.
Are you trying to like, word this so it doesn't hear you?
Hey, I'm trying to be as
Gabe,
easy as Gabe, possible.
Text us if you need help. Is the one listening to you
it's,
right now?
It's just turned on.
It's right next to me, so I don't know what it can hear. But and then my dream is just Nintendo to make a new console and just openly say no gimmicks, no bullshit. We're gonna make some fucking games. Here's Metroid and here's Splatoon 3 and Mirror's Edge U.
And by the way, here's some decent specs. There's some good specs on it.
If you think about it, Nintendo's in a predicament where let's look at it this way. I think that if people that are over like 18, Nintendo doesn't have a chance at getting their attention over Sony and Microsoft. It's just not going to happen unless they're already fans. Unless they have nostalgia for Nintendo and they like Mario and Zelda, like Nintendo can't win them. So what you do is you have your games that pander to nostalgia like they always do, and then you try to focus on the next generation. All the people under 18, all those kids, make games that blow their minds and that they love, that starts a whole other generation of nostalgia. But like, they can't go for the same market as Sony and Microsoft. They can't make Killzone and Halo. Like, they don't do that.
What if Nintendo just started making like really violent first-person shooters?
Yeah. I mean, they, like, the Wii had weird offshoots that Nintendo supported, you know, like
Conduit.
Conduit and Mad World, and you know, like I would argue that like Bayonetta going on the Wii U was sort of like a slight, you know, pivot to that kind of thing, but it doesn't work. It's not going to work for Nintendo. Like,
yeah,
nobody's going to buy a console unless they want it. I mean, that's so basic, but it's true. So, I don't know. I think Nintendo's just going to stay the course. They're going to do cool stuff that only people like us will appreciate, and we can feel sorry for the people that don't care.
Yeah, bunch of idiots. Bunch of dumbos. You hear that, dumbos? I know you're listening, dumbos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in addition to all that 3DS stuff, on the Wii U, available right now is Super Mario Galaxy 2. And it's just like the Wii version.
I fell asleep while Javi beat that in one sitting.
God, that game's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it, brought it over to his house, and then I fell asleep on the couch while he played through the entire game.
Yeah.
So it's, they've like figured out the emulation stuff with the Wii, on the Wii U. So you can launch it without going into Wii mode or whatever the hell it's called.
What the hell is Wii mode?
It's what you have to like flip the console into to play Wii games. So you can't just like put a Wii disc in and then it like load up and good to go.
That's right. Cause it's basically like one of the apps on there. You click it and then it turns it into a Wii.
Yeah.
It's like an emulator on there.
Yeah. But now it's just you don't do that. For like the downloadable titles that they're putting out. So Super Mario Galaxy 2 this week, and then next week is Punch-Out, and then the week after that is Metroid Trilogy. And I think that's super cool that they're doing Punch-Out and Metroid Trilogy, because one, I can speculate that they'll make another Punch-Out game and another Metroid game, and two, because those two games are fucking impossible to find.
I have them!
I do too.
Oh yeah, Retro Twitter came to life.
Yeah.
Did you mention that?
Hell yeah. They replied to me.
They're
twice.
Replying to everyone.
Yeah, they were just trolling everyone all day. It was pretty funny.
You forgot to ask him if Joe Flacco was elite.
Oh, shit, get on it.
Ryan, do that.
I don't want to
I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Dylan will do it.
I said Metroid, and then Retro said Javi, and then I said, you know it, baby. And then they said, right on. It was excellent.
It was a great conversation.
I'm asking them too.
You're asking Metroid?
Yeah.
I'm asking Joe Flacco's
I'm
elite.
Asking Retro Studios if Joe Flacco is elite. They'll get it twice.
I will too.
now they're not going to respond to everyone.
Or, they weren't going to anyway.
I'll do this later. So, and those are all going to be half off. All those games are going to be half off for the first week. So $10 for each of them for their first week. And $10 for the Metroid trilogy, that's insane. That game new goes for like $100 right now.
Yeah, it's probably more than that by now because they've kind of dispersed a little bit. But I have all the originals. I just don't have that collection. Like I have the the two GameCube boxes and then the.
Does the Metroid trilogy let you play with the GameCube controller?
I don't know, but they put the Wii controls in all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was pretty good. Like that was a game where it worked really well.
Oh yeah, because I figured I guess there's no like dual stick shooting on GameCube, so
right.
And then there's some other stuff too at Nintendo. Like, I think there's a, they showed a trailer for Xeno Chronicles X 3D or something. I don't know if that was an announcement or what. There's a new Fire Emblem game. They showed Splatoon, and Splatoon comes out in May, I want to say. And I think Splatoon looks freaking cool. I'm excited to have that game's online not work.
I'm super excited to not play that online.
Yeah. And speaking of not being able to play stuff online, Master Chief Collection got updated again. And supposedly it improves some of the matchmaking stuff.
Hooray.
Because those last three or four patches sure did the trick.
Yep.
Yeah. And so last bit of news in like a follow-up to the Rock Band DLC that came out of nowhere. Last week, Harmonix posted a survey for fans asking how they would feel about a new Rock Band. So it seems like they are testing the waters very, very openly about a new Rock Band game. And then this isn't really news, but it was just, I thought it was a cool thing that somebody did in Little Big Planet 3. Somebody remade the Game of Thrones opening, and it was like, It's cool to see Little Big Planet's like creation tools used not just for like silly game stuff. It was just like a really well done, like an accurate recreation of that opening scene. Anyone see that?
Nope.
No, but I imagine it's like way better than the Telltale recreation of the opening. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
That is. But it's Telltale, so
I don't have high hopes.
Like, Rachel watched that, and she's like, oh, that's cute. Look at them trying.
Look at them trying.
I bet you the Little Big Planet version just graphically and just all around looks way better.
Yeah, I'll link it when we're done recording.
Do they just have problems animating or something?
Telltale has a lot of problems just making their games look functional. Like, they have an interesting style, but the way they move, like, the animation's not good. Like, it's just blech.
Why does Walking Dead always get, like, amazing reviews?
Well, because The Walking Dead Season 1 had great writing. Season 2, kind of, I didn't really care for it. I only played the first episode, and I was like, I don't really want to do this again. But Season 1's pretty great. But I haven't played any Telltale games since then.
It's so bad. I will link... I will link.
All right. So that's all the news this week.
By the way, Ryan, Elite is capitalized.
Oh, sorry.
You dumb idiot.
I fucked up. My bad.
You certainly did.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you guys want questions?
Not really. Oh, sorry.
Splash tubs.
All right. What's the most radical level in a video game? Asks Jordan Rodkey. Include your definition of radical.
Why is it so choppy?
I know. It's so awful.
So, I don't...
I really like the final boss in Vanquish. It's radical because it's so goddamn over the top. And, like...
If we're going over the top being radical, then, like...
Of Saints Row 3.
No. The final boss of Bayonetta. Nothing is more over the top than the final boss of Bayonetta.
I disagree. The most radical thing is Funky Kong.
How many Funky Kongs out of 10?
How about Ocelot going...
That's pretty radical. God damn it. Part of me wants them to do that in the new Metal Gear game, and part of me just wants them to not acknowledge that Ocelot ever went... and did a little hand motion with it.
Persona 3 is radical.
Persona music in general is radical.
Baby, 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 baby.
I feel like we should all get like a solid definition of radical. Like,
what's radical?
I don't know.
Is it like
what? Like if we're going over the top, then it pretty much has to be a platinum game, or Asura's Wrath.
I wouldn't say that's radical, though.
Yeah, I don't.
That's just. Oh, it's weird.
I mean, I don't think we have to come up with a collective definition.
Okay, Ryan. So what's your answer?
Agree on.
So what's your answer?
I don't even want to answer this question because I can't think of anything that like stands out other than like the opening scene of Saints Row.
All right, radical, relating to or affecting the fundamental nature of something. There you go. There's your definition, Ryan.
Okay.
What's radical? What's a radical game?
I already told you. I just told you.
Okay. Saints Row 3 is pretty radical.
Yeah.
All right. Rachel asks, plans for PAX South. Why does Javi like Invisible Ink so much?
Because he can write stuff about you and you can't see it.
like the will.
Oh God!
And the deed to Toontown.
God damn it, Ryan! No, okay, all right. Respect.
Respect. I don't get it.
Gabe didn't get it.
He does. It took him about
I got it from like right when he said it, but I was just recovering.
Okay.
So why do you like it so much?
Didn't get Jesus.
No, I got fuck you guys.
Because it's really fucking good.
So there you have it. And
it's a roguelike, but like I like it.
But unlike roguelikes, I like it.
Except not shitty.
Mm-hmm.
As for plans for PAX South, watch Harris maybe lose in the Omegathon, maybe
like
win
real early. Like real early.
He's gonna lose because he played nothing but Portal.
It's gonna be like Mario Kart Double Dash is the first game, and he's just gonna get fucking rocked.
Speed run of Portal. I was like, dude, watch a speed run of Portal. They'll give you sweet tricks and tips to use in your Omegatron.
Omegatron.
But he didn't listen.
He watched it.
Oh,
never mind that.
He's gonna win it all.
And beyond that, I'm gonna see what's going on at the indie booth because that's the best stuff at PAX.
Yeah.
Usually.
True. Ugh. Yeah, I haven't even looked at the schedules. I know that Doritos Pope is going to be giving the
he is the going to be in the attendance.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about that on the podcast. We talked about it before the podcast, but today Jeff Keighley tweeted out, "Hey, what do you guys want to hear me talk about at PAX?" Because he's giving the keynote. And I was like, man, that is a brave question, sir, because
to throw out to the internet.
It took one, like, they got one, like, legit response, and then it went to Doritos.
The first response was a retweet, and then the second response was, when did you become the Dorito Pope?
And then somewhere in there is Joe Flacco Elite. That was Dylan.
Scroll down a bit, you see Dylan ask him if Joe Flacco's elite. And then last question from Prototype. Who will win the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl is my nightmare this year. Because I hate the Patriots. I hate the Seahawks.
I got invited to a Super Bowl party by their Seahawks fans.
Oh, they're 12s?
Well, they're Seahawks, Seahawks fans and Seahawks and Raiders fans when we get to story. And I'm thinking of just like showing up on their doorstep, not ringing the doorbell, and just hanging myself right there.
Oh, God.
Feet will hit the door. Because that doesn't sound great at all.
You know, it's an other alternative to that? Not doing it.
Man, it's got to be big. It's got to be big. And unnecessary. Completely unnecessary.
So as for who will win, I don't know. Part of me wants, like...
Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah. Like, part of me wants to say the Patriots just... So I don't have to deal with traffic on the day of a Seahawks parade.
Yeah, I think I'd rather. I think I'd rather the Patriots win it. Believe it or not,
I really don't know.
You know, when I go there for PAX, I don't want to see any more 12 jerseys. So I'm hoping the Patriots win.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no stopping that.
it's the floodgates have already opened.
Javi's gonna have his on.
That was us. We helped in that win.
Yeah, they're the 12th man because they. Mm-hmm. And they came up with that by themselves. By themselves. Don't tell them any different.
They did not buy the license for that from any place in Texas.
Uh-uh.
Not a single time.
And Legion of Boom, also not your thing. But that's cool. You guys can have that. That's all right.
The Harbinger of Boom.
Yeah. See, they can have that. That's free.
Yeah.
I'd rather go sit with Sounders fans at a Real game again.
Hmm.
then have the Seahawks win.
Not in that Real jersey, you're not.
All right, well, that's all the questions we got, people. So Javi, or no, wait, Ryan is here to do the stuff he usually does.
Yeah, I had to. Oh my God. Had to.
You had a dip set last week.
Had a little happenings going on that I had to go tend to, which was unfortunate. But I'm here this week, so...
Ratchet broke the coffee pot again.
Yeah, again. Did he ever break a coffee pot? He's never broken a coffee pot. It's Ratchet's birthday, so happy birthday, Ratchet.
He can break as many coffee pots as he wants.
He can break all the fucking coffee pots he wants today.
Let the dog get his rocks off and let him break a coffee pot.
So anyway, go to GameOverNation.com. That is the website that we own and operate and occasionally post a podcast on. You can also find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Not Gova. I don't understand. Like, don't go to Gova. Just go to GameOverNation. That's the only one. You can also find us on YouTube, YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation. And then Twitter. Hit us up at GameOverNation. So, yeah. And I guess Gabe has a video coming. Is it this week?
Yeah, on Thursday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Go do that.
I will.
So now, Javi, do your thing.
That has been this latest episode of Game of Nation.
It's 158.
158.
We know that. We're just trying something different, Gabe.
Yeah. God, you keep stepping on my toes.
Sorry. I'm sorry I've dampened the creative process.
Yep.
Ouch. Ow. Toes. Hey, thanks for listening. We will catch you guys next week.
We're sorry.
Enjoy Gabe's video. Subscribe to our channel. And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.